Welcome your neighbor and your left to right. Say you are welcome to the house of God tonight. Praise the Lord. I want to appreciate the Lord God Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth. The Bible called him the first and the last, the ancient of days, the one who was, the one who is, and the one that is to come. We worship the name of the Lord. We adore him. I want to also appreciate our Father and the Lord, who God have said to be the forerunner of this ministry. We pray that the Lord God Almighty will continue to strengthen his servants in the name of Jesus. We pray that this vision that the Lord has given to you concerning this ministry, you will finish it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want us to also thank God for our mommy. She's not here. I believe that she's in our primary place of assignment. And we believe that the Lord God Almighty will reward her and give her our own portion in this ministry in the name of Jesus. She has been praying with the servant of God to make sure that this assignment continues and be a successful one. I reward in this kingdom she will not miss in the name of Jesus. Talk with your hands together for yourself. Put your hands together for yourself. Hallelujah. It would have been very, very wonderful for you to sit back home because the weather is very cool and you enjoy yourself, but you decided to be here tonight. And I believe that your reward in this meeting tonight, it will be delivered to you in full in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It is a month that has been declared to us as a month of power through the salvation that is available in Christ Jesus. And the servant of God started teaching us last Sunday about the necessity of power. The necessity of power. And in that manner, I will be sharing with us tonight the message titled Power, True Relationship with God in Christ Jesus. Again, power, true relationship with God in Christ Jesus. The power of God can only find expression of the manifested force when we have a good relationship with God. We are not yet born as we are expected to be born as children of God until we begin to exercise and manifest the power of God. Praise the Lord. The power of God can only find expression in our life to the extent which we have relationship with him. It was this power that Simon the sorcerer saw on the life of Philip when he went to Samaria to witness for the lost, that he wanted to pay for it. Hallelujah. When he saw the power of God in demonstration, he wanted to pay for it. How can I get this power? How can I manifest the way you are manifesting, Philip? How can I manifest? How can I manifest the glory and the power of God that is being revealed in your life, Peter and John? But I come to assure us today that this power that was available to the prophets and to the apostles of old is still very much available today. But it can only find expression in our life to the extent to which we have aligned ourselves for God's use. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The power of God will not just find expression in our life by mistake. You don't exercise the power of God by mistake. That is why it is a necessity. If it is a necessity, it therefore means that there is responsibility. There is responsibility. John chapter 1 verse 12. John chapter 1 verse 12. It says, "For as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, including the daughters of God, even to them that believe on his name." Believing on his name. The manifestation of the power of God does not end when you get born again. As a matter of fact, you can be born again and be powerless. You can be born again in the church and be powerless.
Why? He told his disciples, he said, tarry ye in Jerusalem until you are being endowed with power from on high. The only way we can witness to our world is through power. The only way we can bear witness of this gospel is when we have the power.
Hallelujah.
You can be born again and be powerless. Absolutely powerless. The need for power in the church of God cannot be overemphasized. The need of power of God in our life cannot be overemphasized. Why? In this trying time, in this evil day, it's only those that have the full armor of God at their disposal that can stand. He said, having done all to stand, stand. One of the lessons we shared with us in the month of January was remain strong. How can we remain strong in this last day when we don't have power? It will not be possible for us to manifest the greater force that the scripture referred to in the book of John, chapter 12. It is not possible for us to manifest those power. He said, as they that believe in me, greater force than this they will do. How do we do greater force if there is no power? How do we do greater work when we esteem material things beyond the things of God? How can we build a better relationship? We can't. There is no way we can build a better relationship. I believe tonight that at the end of this message, the Lord will open our eyes to a better relationship with Him in the name of Jesus. Praise God. The only way to see beyond the things that we are seeing now is to see into the power of God. Is to see into the eyes of God. Before a child of God is defeated, is not defeated by what he sees with his eyes or our eyes. That is why the Bible commands us in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7. He says, walk by God, faith, and not by sight. Because if you walk by sight, the power of God will have expression in your life. He said, well, we look not at the things which are temporal, the things which eyes can see. But we look at the things which eyes cannot see. Only the inner man can see it. Only the Spirit of God that is in you can see it. Many of us are very busy today. We are busy with family affairs. We are busy with our relatives. We are busy with our utility bills and a lot of things. And these are taking us far away from the presence of God. It has taken us far away from the presence of God. If there's verse 9, he said, no man can prevail by his own strength. No man can prevail. He said, but by strength shall no man prevail. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6, he said, say to Zerubbabel, it's not by might, it's not by power, but by my spirit, say the Lord of hosts. And what he's trying to tell us is that it is not your own physical strength that will help sustain this kingdom. You need my power. You need my power. You need my power. Psalm 103 verse 7. Psalm 103 verse 7. Let's see what the word of God says there. Psalm 103 verse 7. Hear what the word of God says to the children of Israelite through the psalmist. Psalm 103. 103 verse 7. The scripture says, he made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of God. It's only those that have intimacy with God, that have relationship with God, that can know the way and the acts of the Lord. Moses said, we will not go unless you go with us. Moses said, we won't go unless you go with us. How many of us today go with the Lord who will leave our home? How long do we spend in the meditation of God's word? We can't exercise the power of God when we are not connected to the source of the power. It's not possible. Only those who have time for God can be used by God. Only those that have time for God can be used by God. There is need for power. Power is available. But power can only be manifested when the people are ready to tap into it. The power of God will fall on any man in church. It will fall on any man. They have to go for it. Say to your neighbor, go for the power of God. Go for the power of God. The more we behold the glory of God through His word, the more His power is made free in our lives. The more we behold the glory of God through His word. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. He said that we behold Him as in the glass. What can you behold? If we behold the economic system of the world, faith, our faith will fail us. And the power of God will become weak in our life. We need the power of God, which is available through our relationship with Him, to survive in these evil days. We need it, we need the sheet of faith. We need the word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit. We need the helmet of salvation. How many people are selling their, compromising, are selling their Christian life so that they can earn a living today? But meanwhile, the power to become great is in the word of God. He said, as many as have more, they receive it. Just like we heard yesterday, He has given them. Are you one of them that He has given? They have improved your relationship with God. We can't manifest the power of God we are talking about unless there is a relationship between you and God. It's not possible. It's not possible. Look at Acts chapter 10. Look at verse 38. Acts chapter 10. Verse 38 is a very popular scripture that we quote. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Now, this is what the Bible says concerning Jesus. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. But before God was with him, he was with God. Because John chapter 1, verse 1 says so. It's only those that have been with God that God can be with. Only those that have been with God that can manifest the power of God today.
Hallelujah.
You don't manifest the power of God by mistake. It's a deliberate attempt to know God that releases this power of God to you. The deliberate attempt that you let God, it is better for me to die with you than to eat into the world system.
Many of us are compromising our faith when little things come our way. We can't manifest the power of God that way.
We can't manifest the power of God that way. He said, offense will come. Of course, there are many offenses that are coming, even coming to the people in the church. How do you respond to these offenses? We determine how you will manifest the power of God in this kingdom. Why? Because there are many who get offended. Strive to have a better and stronger relationship with God on a daily basis. The only way to manifest the power of God through Christ Jesus is to daily be conscious that the only way you can survive is to stay in the word of God. Amen. Some of us, our relationship with God ends with God on Sunday service. After Sunday service, there's no relationship begins. How do you intend to carry the power of God that way? It is impossible. Many of us only come to church when we come to church on Wednesday. After Wednesday service, our relationship with God has ended. The source of God's power is in His word. The relationship that you and I need to build with God is in the word. No man can ever become great and powerful in this kingdom that does not have an experience with God through Christ Jesus. It's not possible. It's not possible. The power of God today is still very real. But the problem we have is that we don't have time for God. for God? How many of us have time for God today? How many of us are having this hunger that we first had when we got born again? How many of us see want to be in the presence of God the way we first had it when we got born again? How many of us? The Father said, I was glad when they say, let us go into the house of the Lord. Remember, this was your first confession when you got born again. He said, he is asking, like, sitting inside of you, are you still in hunger the way you used to be when you first got born again? Is that fire that was inside of you, still inside of you to this moment? Do you see other power in you again today? The units that you were serving in, are you still very fabulous in those units the way you used to be fabulous?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise Master Jesus. The power of God is still very big. But we have to go through this. Now let me show us two ways. We can manifest God's power by having relationship through Christ Jesus. Two ways. One, daily meditate upon the word of God. Daily meditate upon the word of God. Power of God only comes through God's word. No other place comes from. The power of God only comes through the word of God. Our relationship is cemented upon our word, feeding upon the word of God. It comes from no other source than from the word of God. We are different. How do they know that the spirit we carry is different? Because we are good with the Lord.
Praise God.
Secondly, we must be prayerful.
We see in church that Jesus started with prayer and ended with what? With prayer. Are we still praying today?
Many of us, our altar of prayer now are turned to ashes.
You want to go back because the pastor can't help you do so. He should tell you what to do, but if you go ahead to do it, fine. But if you never do it, you will never expect to see all those manifestations.
Things that are happening around us now, we must believe that the power of God that has been given to us is a broken word.
Why? In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, it says, God has not given us what? The spirit of God. Yeah, but he has given us what? The spirit of power. What else has he given to us? The spirit of love and of what? Of the sound mind. If you are afraid of what is happening around you today, you are afraid of what is around you now, you are afraid of what happened enough,
it's because you don't have the power of God at all in your life. Praise God. Lift up your voice and begin to appreciate God. Give your praise. Give your praise tonight. Magnify the name of the Lord. Give God praise and worship the name of the Lord.
Give
him. We give you praise and we worship you. In Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray. Very good. The word of God is the authority by which any Christian can have power. The word of God. You cannot exercise the authority of God if you don't have a relationship with Him. That's why he said, as many as receive the truth of their life, you don't even want power. Listen to me. We have been drawing this and we have been keep drawing this. Everybody outside there has something that is needed for your foundation. You will not know it. There is none of them that will come to open their room to you and tell you what I'm using.